Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. Grain feeding can sometimes be a controversial topic among goat and sheep producers. Some producers feed a lot of grain through their livestock, while others don't feed any at all. The decision to feed grain should be based on the nutritional needs of the animals and the economics of including grain in the feeding program. Obviously, forage, like pasture, range, browse, and hay, is the most natural diet for goats, sheep, and other ruminant animals, and it's usually the most economical source of nutrients. Ruminants are less likely to experience digestive upsets, such as acidosis or enterotoxemia, if they're consuming high forage diets. The purpose of feeding grain, commercial feeds, or other supplements to livestock is to provide nutrients that the forage part of the diet is not providing. For example, forage diets often cannot meet the nutritional needs of high-producing animals, like lactating females, for example, or those nursing triplets, or even lambs and kids with the genetic potential for rapid growth. For this reason, supplements are often provided to enable livestock to reach their genetic potential for milk production and growth. Supplements are usually fed to increase milk production and rate of gain. If the increased production increases profitability, supplementation makes a lot of sense. Conversely, if the increased costs of supplementation are not offset by increased profits, supplementation is not advisable. Supplementation of meat goats may not prove to be as economical as supplementing other ruminant livestock. Supplementation, especially with protein, has been shown to increase the immune response to parasites like worms. In some situations, grain and other supplements are a more economical source of nutrient than forage. For example, corn selling for $4 per bushel is a more economical source of energy than hay selling for $100 a ton. Energy is usually the most limiting nutrient in sheep and goat diets. Excess energy is stored as fat. Protein is usually the most expensive nutrient in sheep and goat diets. There's a tendency to overfeed protein to livestock, and excess protein impairs performance, as energy is required for its removal. High land values sometimes make pasture a more expensive source of nutrients than harvested or purchased feedstuffs. There can also be considerable costs associated with maintaining good quality pasture, lime, fertilizer, seed, planting, etc. To know the true value of your forage, it must be tested. Judging by appearance or book values can often be skewed. For more information on testing forage or supplementing your small ruminants, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.